Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're always pleased to welcome this young lady to our program. She's the director of 4-H program, Wilkes County Cooperative Extension, Whitney Green. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are.
I am.
I know, Whitney, that you have had a very busy summer. I'm not sure if you've completed it yet with the 4-H programs, but let's talk a little bit about what's been going on this summer with you.
Well, we did have a very busy summer. We started out with a big summer fun open house at the 1st of June and had a big kickoff and some food and prizes and games. And we did lots of stuff this summer. We went to the Greensboro Science Center and saw their traveling exhibit, Bodies Revealed. Very cool. If you ever get a chance to do it, extremely interesting. Did a rafting trip to the Whitewater Rafting Center. Mm-hmm. Took several kids over there and then got to raft and do ropes courses and a few little adventure things. And then we did some programs in-house. We did a World of Worms where we talked about vermicomposting, and the kids got to learn about worms and how important they are to decomposition. And we did some reading programs with the smaller kids and learned about some environmental stewardship stuff. And we partnered with a few other counties, with Davie and Allegheny, and took a big 4-H trip to Emerald Point at the end of June.
Ah, fun.
It was fun. Yeah, we had about 37 kids total. Wow. And July was mainly focused on our teen program. So our teens took a trip to Congress, which was held at NC State for 4 days. And they learned about leadership and citizenship and had some workshops and some dances and some community service. So we took some kids down there. And we went to Linville Cavern and Ashboro. We spent the night in the zoo and learned about vampire bats and then got the next day to explore the zoo.
How neat.
It's been busy.
So, yeah, I'd say. You mentioned the July, you talked about the primarily the teen program. So the things that you do are age-specific, right? Say, for instance, the scientific stuff you did when you did the body stuff. What age group of kids would that have been?
We opened that up from ages 5 to 13.
Okay.
And then a lot of the stuff was 5 to 13, unless it was the teen stuff.
Okay.
And the teens, we do 13 to 19 years old.
Okay. How many kids do you have participating this summer? Do you have a number in your head or a guesstimate?
Yes, we had a total of 37 new people. So those are people who hadn't been to Wilkes County 4-H events before or aren't our regular members.
Terrific.
And then our regular members, we had about 15.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so man, We're growing.
It sure sounds that way. Our guest is Whitney Green. Whitney's the director of the 4-H for the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. So just reliving some of the summer programs. Been a very busy summer. And I'm sure, Whitney, knowing you, you're not done. There's other things coming up. So let's talk a little bit now. Let's move forward and talk about the future now. What's going on?
Okay. Well, we're gearing up for the fall. Fall is sort of our slower period, but we still have lots of things going on. In September, the end of September, Wilkes County has our big Ag Fair, and that starts, we do take-in on September 25th from 2 to 6, so kids or adults who have done crafts or canned, any items they want to enter into the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Our 4-H kids volunteer along with our master gardeners and do take-in, and they'll come and tag your stuff and enter it for you.
Great.
And then the fair goes from September 26th to October 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And 4-H, along with Extension, we sponsor the goat show.
Oh, great.
And the goat show is on the 27th, and then the lamb show on the 29th.
Yeah, wow.
So we've got that. Mm-hmm.
So you're not really slowing down that much.
No.
Okay. What about the Ag Awareness event? What is that?
Okay. Yeah. Ag Awareness Day is open to all third graders in Wilkes County.
Mm-hmm.
And we partner with several other agencies, the Forest Service, Soil and Water, Soybeans, and FFA. And we have our big Ag Awareness Day out on the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And all the schools bus in their third graders. And there are about 12 tables or booths with experts at each booth. And they go around in groups and rotate and learn about dairy and goats, bees, apples, forestry. And so that's a great event that we also put on.
What a great opportunity for the kids to be touched by things that they may not be in their everyday lives.
Exactly. And that's why we do it. So they're exposed to that agricultural side they might not normally get to see.
If there are people who are interested in joining 4-H or being a part of it or just learning more about it, how do they contact you, Whitney?
We have a Facebook page, Wilkes County 4-H, and we also have a website. It's wilkes4h.blogspot.com, and then you can always call the office at 336-651-7331. And we would love to have new people. We're trying hard to get new people in and get it growing.
And let me ask you about this. Volunteers, are you in search of volunteers to help with programs?
Absolutely. We're always needing volunteers to help with programs, to start clubs, to help with anything fundraising-wise. So we're always looking for good, dependable volunteers.
So you've got the you got Facebook and you got your office. What was the office number again?
336-651-7331.
So many great opportunities that you offer the youth with the 4-H programs. I mean, it just spans such a wide variety of things now. It's always amazing to me to hear you talk about the different aspects of 4-H. I think it's a great opportunity for kids to expand their horizons, to learn about different things in the world, and maybe pick up some really new interests, too.
Absolutely. We have many different facets of 4-H.
Whitney Green, thank you so very much for joining us. Thanks for all the great work you do with 4-H there. The Wilkes County 4-H Director with the Cooperative Extension Service, Whitney Green. Have a great day.
You too, Danny. Thank you.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.